This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis-based Prison Performing Arts has involved inmates in theater since 1990. The group typically has prisoners staging the work of William Shakespeare, but a new program brings fresh work to these actors behind bars. Tomorrow, inmates at the Women's Eastern Reception Diagnostic and Correctional Center in Vandalia, northwest of St. Louis, will debut a play called Run on Sentence by Stacy Lentz. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler talks with inmate Patty Pruitt, who says the playwright took time to really understand life in the institution.
It was really fun to show her our lives, take her into our prison cells, show her our stuff, like stuffed animals people had made, our blankets, pictures of our kids.
Pruitt told me about the part she plays in Run on Sentence and why she thinks it's a really good fit.
I play an old lifer. I know I'm typecast. I am the keeper of the kids. I'm the one that has to calm everybody down if it looks like we're going to be in trouble. You know, just keep an eye on everybody.
So you're like the matriarch.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been locked up for 31 years. And besides that, I'm a born mama. I had 5 kids. I love kids.
She shared with me a little bit about the conviction that put her in prison.
It's called capital murder, and it's life with no parole for 50 years. My husband was killed in the middle of the night on February 18th, 1984. I never got an attorney. I talked to the police for 20 hours straight. I didn't know I could leave. I didn't know anything. I was trying to help them. I was a complete idiot. And then when we went to trial, I should have taken a plea bargain. I could have been out in 7 years.
But now, after serving more than 3 decades, Pruitt brings a wealth of experience to the play. She agreed to perform one of her scenes.
I have one part where Bethany, who plays a corrections officer, who's new and wants to be friends. So at one point in time, she says, you don't like me very much. And my answer is, you're a CO. And she says, I was hoping to be able to develop a rapport. And so I stop and look at her and I say, rapport, Officer Wallace? And where would this rapport be coming from? All the things we have in common? How many shoes do you have? And she stutters around and I said, you don't know. How many shoes have I got? And she stutters and I said, you don't know? That's your job. And she says, one pair plus shower shoes. And I said, and you don't know how many shoes you have. And she shrugs, and I said, but suffice it to say it's more than one pair plus shower shoes. And then I say, I go into this thing about, it is hard for me to have rapport with someone who has that many more shoes than I do. Someone whose career involves making sure that I don't go over my allotted number of prison-issued sneakers or T-shirts or books or personal photographs. Someone whose job gives her the right to tell me when I can and can't urinate. And she says, that sounds terrible when you say it like that. And I go, you can always quit. Either way, I'll be here.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little piece of Miss Alice, my part.
She told me how the play, Run on Sentence, affects her life behind bars.
It's fun. And also, when we do the play in the visiting room for not inmates, for real people, it's going to be fun to give them a glimpse into our lives.